感谢上帝又把我们带到新一次的聚会里面。
Praise the Lord for bringing us to this new meeting again.
今天我们要讲最后一次罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Tonight we last session preaching on Romans chapter 11 verse 36.
我们已经用三次的时间思想，万有都是出于他，是依靠他，归向他。
We preached for three sessions on chapter 11 verse 36. All things are from Him.Through him and to him.
愿一切荣耀归给他。
All glory be unto him.
我们现在大家一同再来读这节圣经。
Let us all read this verse again together.
希伯来，罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 36.
欢迎大家一同开声来读。
Let's read together.
罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 36.
一、二、三。
因为万有都是本于他。依靠他，归于他，
愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。阿门。可以背起来了吗？
Can you memorize?
可以不可以背起来了？啊，试试看。有人说可以，马上看一下。好，先弟兄们先背一次，一、二、三。因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。阿门。
阿门。
姐妹们，一、二、三。念也小声，现在把万有改成你的名字好不好？好，他就念，因为建安是本于他，我就念从容是本于他。那你名什么？你自己知道。一、二、三，因为从容，哎，念到名字这么谦卑，大声一点。一、二、三，因为从容是本于他，依靠他，归向他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你记载自己的话，赐下给万代的人，使我们可以明白，使我们可以顺服，使我们从其中得到信仰，在其中得到遵行你真理的原则。感谢赞美，愿主真理的圣灵引导我们心思意念，更进入你吃不透丰盛的奥秘，好叫我们的生命也被丰盛起来。因为你说你来了，不但叫人得生命，而且得了更丰盛。我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。阿们。我们上个礼拜在思想这一节圣经的时候，
Last week as we expounding on this verse,
我们提到我们本来有的存在，
We talk about the sense that actually our existence,
以及我们存在之后在世界所引起的存有，
And also the kind of existence caused by our own existence,
有先天原有的，
That is the inborn existence.
从后天我们赢取的。
And what we gain.
所以我们有这两方面的产业。
And these two aspects of inheritance that we
have. 第一方面的产业不是我们的选择。
The first inheritance is that what we choose.
这是神所定的。
That what God has determined.
是神的智慧所给我们的恩赐。
And God's wisdom he has given to us.
我们身为人不是我们定。
That we are born as men that we like it.
我们如果说我要做人，主啊你照我的意思，他才照这个意思做的话，神是照着我的意志来行事。
If we were to be humankind and tell God, God, I want to be humankind and God according to our wish, make us to be humankind, that is according to our will.
为什么我们生下的时候是人不是猫呢？
Why is that we are born as a man or a cat?
这是神的恩典。
That's grace God.
我们生而是中国人是神的安排。
That we are born as a Chinese also is the God's grace.
我们生而是男人是女人是神的安排。
Whether we are born as a male or female is God's grace.
是先天的存有。
So the inborn existence.
这些的产业。
All this inheritance.
不是我们自由的结果。
It's not that our freedom's result.
不是我们意志的选择。
And not the choice of our will.
不是我们自己所能定的。
It is not that we fix it.
也不是我们可以随便改的。
That's something that we can change easily.
所以这个原有的存在。
And this original existence.
人创造的时候。
That when God created us.
给我们的安排。
He has arranged.
给我们的定夺。
He has already determined.
都是他自己旨意所定的。
It is by his own grace.
那么神不但定我们。
Not only that God fixes us.
使我们就先天的这个产业。
That we have this inborn possession.
他也把这才干恩赐赐给我们。
And God has given the talents and gifts.
这也是神特别赐下。
So special grace of God.
神把时间空间定下来。
God has given the time and space.
我们不能越过我们的时间跟空间。
So that we cannot transcend time and space.
我们不能用我们的这个愁烦加我们寿命的一刻。
We cannot use our worry to cause our life to increase a little bit.
我们为此感谢上。
Because of that we give thanks to God.
这万有是从他而来的。
All things are from him.
万有是要归向他的。
And also to him.
在起点与终点之间继续不断的存在。
And also the continued existence from beginning point to the ending point.
依靠他的恩典。
It is through His grace.
那么第二样，我们的产业是什么呢
？The second thing was our inheritance.
在后天里面，我们是赢取。
That we got to gain in our life.
我们的信仰。
Our faith.
是我们经历听神的道有才建立起来。
It's because we experience listening to the word of God, then it's being established.
我们的道德。
And our morality,
我们的品德
and our character,
是我们在世界上长大了有这个责任感与人交往的中间我们慢慢的学习慢慢表现出来
so that as we grow with human relationship with a sense of responsibility and we gain it
我们的知识
and our knowledge
是我们吸收别人的智慧的结晶学习过程中间
it is our learning process where we gain experiences from others
我们许多的智慧
many of our wisdom
是从这些知识把它再结晶有产生的一种方向一种这个我们的原则
It is because after the crystallization of all this wisdom it becomes our principle
我们在世界只赚钱
In the world the money that we make
我们所有的朋友
And the friend that we have
我们对人类的贡献
And our contribution to mankind
我们自己做学问的成就
And also the result of our own studies
这一切
All these things
都是争取的
It is what we gain in our life
那么无论是先天的存有
Whether it's the inborn possession
就是后天所赢取的
Or what we gain in our life
这我们生命的一切
And all these things in our life
也照样在这节里面告诉我
Also in this way it tells us
万有是本于他
All things are from him
是依靠他
Through him
要归向他
And to him
所以我们应当用这种严肃的责任感
With this kind of solemn sense of responsibility
在神面前尽心竭力
That before God we do our very best
做一个有负责任心的人
Be a one who is responsible
我们有一天都要站在他的面前
Because one day we'll stand before him
为我们所领受一切的恩典交账
For all the grace that we receive we must be accountable
为我们领受一切的恩赐交账
For all the gifts that we have we are accountable
为我们领受一切的机会交账
For all the opportunities that we inherit we are accountable
为我们所做所行的所言的所想的交账
For all that we think or that we do we want to be accountable
所以这就是圣经伟大的一个地步
And so mighty this verse
包罗万象
It includes all things
把神所创造的一切
The all things that God has created
神所启示的一切
All things that God has revealed
神所救赎以后赐下的一切
And all that God has given to us our salvation
神在保护或者他的护卫之中所保守的一切
In his providence he keeps all things
都包含在里面
It's been included
万有都本于他
All things are from him
依靠他
Through him
归向他
And to him
愿一切荣耀归于他
And be all glory to him
直到永永远远
Forever
阿们，
阿们。
那今天是第四次我们的总结。
Tonight is the fourth session when they conclude this verse.
这句圣经呢，又叫做荣耀颂。
This verse is called a doxology.
因为当讲的万有是本于他，依靠他，归向他以后。
Because after expounded all things are from him, through him, to him.
就用一句很重要的话总结了整段的意思。
It used a very important verse to conclude the whole passage.
愿一切荣耀归于他。直到永永远远。
May all glory be unto him forever.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
为什么把荣耀归给他
？Why glory to him?
而且归到永永远远。
And even forevermore.
一切是从他来。
Because all things are from him.
一切是靠他在。
All things are through him.
一切是为他造。
All things are through him.
他应当得罪一切的荣耀。
Therefore he must be glorified.
现在我们先看的把荣耀归给上帝到底什么意思
？So we want to see what's the meaning when we say all glory are to him.
这是全本圣经里面很重要的课题。
This is a very important topic of the whole Bible.
也成为我们圣经信仰或者基督教宗教原理中间很独特的地方。
Because the very uniqueness of Christian faith.
在别的宗教里面没有告诉我们荣耀归给释迦牟尼。
Because in our religion never tell us that the glory be the Buddha.
荣耀归给孔子。
Or to Confucius.
把一切的荣耀归给苏格拉底，直到永永远远。
All glory be unto Socrates until forever.
所以这是圣经里面很特别的一个本质。
This is a very unique nature of the Bible.
神的荣耀。
The glory of God.
要完全归回神之。
Totally it must be given back to God.
那么我们现在 在问一个问题。
Now we ask a question.
上帝为什么要求人荣耀他呢？
Why does God want people to glorify Him?
他怎么好意思这么做呢？
How can we just say to receive all the glory?
如果我今天对你们说，你们要常常荣耀我啊。
If I were to tell them, glorify me.
你们常常荣耀我。
Glorify me.
常常夸我。常常称赞我。
And also praise me.
听见没有？你们要常常荣耀我，常常称赞我，常常夸奖我。你们说这个人不好意思，
就
一天到晚叫人家荣耀他。基督教的领袖没有资格叫人家荣耀他。社会的领袖没有好意思叫下面的人要荣耀他。为什么上帝要世人荣耀他？如果人不荣耀上帝的话，那么上帝的荣耀到底是一回怎样的事情？这是第一件要解决的事情。为什么上帝要人荣耀他？当改教运动的时候，他们找到了圣经里面五个最大的原则。这五个原则里面有一个就是一切的荣耀都要归于上
帝。
所以说改教运动或者归正神学是真正抓住了圣经里面最重要的重
点。
这五个原则是什么呢？
What is that principle?
第一，一切的一切都是要照着神的话。
All things were according to God's word.
这叫做 sola scriptura.
Sola scriptura.
有神的话才建立我们信仰的根基。
God's word established the foundation of faith.
只有神的话才成为我们真理认识的根源。
Only God's word became the foundation of knowledge to Him.
只有神的话才成为我们能够知道神一切的计划的真正的原因。
Only God's word became the true reason why that we know the plan of God.
Sola scriptura.
Sola scriptura.
拉丁文的意思就是 only by the Bible of God.
所以看到神的圣经。
第二样呢
？Second.
Sola gratia.
Sola gratia.
一切的一切都是上帝的恩典。
All by the grace of God.
正像保罗说：“我今天成了何等样的人
？”Like Paul said, today I become such a man.
都是因为主的恩才成的。
It is all by His grace.
神的恩典。
It is grace of God.
使我们被造。
Causes me to be created.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
使我们得救。
Causes me to be saved.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
使我们明白神的话。
Causes me to understand His word.
这就完全没有人的功劳、人的条件或者人的行为的成分在里面。
There is no single element of man's work or merit.
如果是因为我的工作，我领受这些的话
，If it is because I work, I receive all these things.
这就不叫做恩典。
That's not called grace.
这个叫做工价。
That is called the wages.
做工的工价是应该。
You work and you earn the wages.
如果是因为我的行为
，If it is for my conduct,
我的功劳的话
，My work.
那么对主说，这是我做的，是我的功劳嘛？你就没有份了。
Then I tell God this, I work for my marriage.
相反的，改教家真正看到我们罪人在神面前是一无所值，是完全没有功劳可言。
In the reverse, the reformer see that before God we are nothing valueless.
所以这个叫做 sola gratia.
And that's why it's called sola gratia.
第三点是什么？
The third,
sola fide.
Sola fide.
Sola fide 就是呢，完全是借着信心来领受。
Totally by faith.
我们今天就许多的事情不能明白。
Today many things we don't understand.
不是因为那些事是不合理的。
Not because those things are not reasonable.
许多的事情我们没有办法明白。
Many things we can understand.
因为我们的理性是受造的。
Because our rationality is created rationality.
是有限的。
Limited.
而且是玷污以后已经有了某种的这个限制的。
And after pollution there is a finiteness.
所以 our reason and reason ability is created.Limited and polluted.
我们的这个理性呢是被造的有限的，并且被玷污的。
对这三个本性，你真了解的时候
，When you truly understand these three natures,
你就知道我们没有办法用被造的理性功能来反对创造理性的真理的本体。
Then we cannot. You understand that use the creator's reasoning to oppose the creator of reasoning.
那么当神启示真理的时候
，When God revealed the truth to us,
一定是超过。我们的思想
Surely he must transcend our thinking
超过我们的经验
Transcend our experiences
超过我们的感觉功能
Transcend our feeling of function
所以这个呢这个 transcends rational transcends empirical 这个 supra rational supra empirical and supra sensational 这个 叫做我们信仰的对象。
And all these are called our faith.
所以神的道
and God's word,
我们只用信心去领受。
We use our faith to receive.
这个拉丁文叫做 sola fide.
And that's why sola fide.
第四个原则是什么？
The fourth principle.
Sola Christos.
Sola Christos.
一切的一切都是在基督里面。
All are in Christ.
因为只有在基督里，神拣选我。
Because it is not in Christ that I'm elected.
在基督里，神接受我。
That in Christ, God accepted me.
因为基督的顺从，我的顺从被神所承认。
Because of obedience, Christ Jesus, my obedience being accepted by God.
因为基督的死，我的罪被神所赦免。
Because of the death of Jesus Christ, my sins are forgiven.
因为基督的复活。神的义赐给我
because Christ's resurrection his righteousness is given to me
因为基督的升天他为我预备永远的地方
because Christ's ascension a place has been prepared for me
因为基督的再来我罪人可以回到神面前
because of the coming back of Christ Jesus a sinner can return back to him
一切的一切都在基督的里
all these are in Christ
是在基督里我们蒙上帝
恩 in Christ that we are accepted by God
叫做 sola Christos
and that's called sola Christos
第五样是什么
the faith
既然这四样都明白
Since all these four things we understand,
你一定要到达第五个原则
We must come to the fifth principle.
Soli Deo Gloria.
All glory be unto God.
把一切荣耀都归给上帝
All glory be unto God.
一个基督徒明白归正神学归正运动的这五个原则的时候
When a Christian understands this principle of Reformed theology,
他不要偏离圣经
He will not depart from the Bible.
他不再靠自己
He will not depend on himself.
他只进入信心到主的面前
And he has the faith to come before God.
他在基督里要成全神的旨意
Then in Christ you want to do the will of God.
走完主的道路
And to walk through the will of God.
他在地上一切把荣耀都归给上帝
Upon the earth you want to give all God.
所以这五个原则
So these five principles.
是人蒙恩的救赎最重要的原则
It is most important principle why is that man is having the grace of God being saved
所以人建立信仰与神之间的关系最重要的原则
And most important principle for man to establish their faith to God
我们刚才说呢因为这五个原则
Because of that five principle we said
是圣经所有启示的总原则
It is the principle of the revelation of the Bible
所以这一节跟改教运动的第五个原则是配合的
So then this principle with the fifth principle of the Reformation is in harmony.
我们讲更清楚一点。
More clearly, we explain.
改教运动的第五个精神就是这一节圣经的精神。
The first spirit of the Reformation is the spirit of this word.
万有是本于他。
All things are from him.
万有是依靠他。
Through him.
万有又归向他。
And to him.
愿一切拥有。归给他直到永远
May all glory be unto God forevermore
所以改教就知道应当把荣耀归给上帝
So reformer know that the glory must be unto God
那么你再回到刚才的问题
So then coming to the question
为什么上帝这样好意思叫人家荣耀他
Why is that God want people to glorify him
为什么上帝一定要命令人把荣耀归给他
That God want to command people to give glory to him
请你注意
Pay attention
难道如果人不荣耀上帝，上帝就没有荣耀吗
？Is it that if man do not glorify God, God will not have the glory？
这是关键性答案的第一步。
That's the first step of the key answer.
The key to answer this question. 什么呢
？What's that？
难道上帝若有没有人荣耀他，他就不荣耀吗
？Is it that if man do not glorify God, God will not have the glory？
现在我再问更清楚。
Now I ask you more clearly.
好，你们回答我。
Answer me.
当没有人荣耀上帝的时候。上帝是不是荣耀的上帝
When nobody glorifies God, is still God a glorious God?
回答是
Yes.
第二
Second.
没有人荣耀上帝的时候
No one glorifies God.
上帝的荣耀是完全的荣耀或者不够的荣耀
Then is God's glory perfect or imperfect?
完全的荣耀
Perfect.
第三
Third.
人把荣耀都归给上帝的时候上帝的荣耀增加一些吗
When men give all glory to God, does God's glory increase now? No.
你们答得很好。
Very good answer.
我不知道是你怕得罪我这样答。
Is it because you're afraid you're wrong against me? That's why answer such.
或者你真正从信仰这么答。
Or truly from your faith, you answer in that manner.
这个我很注意。
I pay attention.
因为萨达姆·胡森选总统，100%人支持。我是很奇怪
because Saddam Hussein have 100% vote to him I feel very astonished
好像他的国家的人都已经变成机器一样
as if his people all become machine
现在我再问啊
I want to ask again
神的荣耀会不会因为人有不荣耀他有所增加有所减少
God's glory would it be because man glory or not glorify him increases or decreases
有没有呢
没有。
No.
God remain unchanged yesterday, today, and forever and evermore.
神是昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
God is the only unchangeable subjectivity.
神是唯一那不改变的本体。
From eternity to eternity.
从永恒到永恒。
He is.
他就是。
And his name he proclaimed.I am who I am.
而他的名字称为我是自由拥有的。
It's not a result of change procedure.
不是因为改的过程而造成。
Not a result of being created by someone greater than him.
不是因为别人比他更大的人创造的。
No one can increase any substance of God's existence.
没有人能够把神的存在增加一点的他的实质。
No one can reduce anything from his entity.
No, 没有人可以把神的个体面减少一点。
He is the only.Perfect eternal subjectivity.
他就是那唯一永远不变的本体。
He is the only cause to change everything created by him.
他也是唯一来改变一切他所造的那个本体。
So the glory of God is forever and ever.
所以神的荣耀是永远到永远。
Remain unchanged forever and ever.
是永远不改变的。
那如果这样，神的荣耀是完美的。
If God's glory is perfect.
为什么他还要人荣耀他
？Why does he want people to glorify him？
反正荣耀他，他也没有增加荣耀。
Because if you glorify him, he will not increase his glory.
荣耀他，他也没有减少。
You don't glorify him, he will not decrease his glory.
那为什么他还要人荣耀他
？Then why people want to glorify him？
你们要不要明白这句话
？Do you want to understand this？
你说我不要，我从来都没有想过，就你把我弄得头昏脑胀。
He said, I don't want because I never thought of that.
你们基督徒呢，没有参加这种讲座，你从来不想这些问题。
You know, especially you don't attend that kind of meeting, you never think.Of this problem.
所以我们这几年
so this few years,
不但讲解希伯来，其实也给你们神学教育
also give me a theological education,
也给你们严格的思想训练
also very stringent kind of training in thinking,
给你们许多古今中外的哲学知识
so they can give you the philosophical thinking
又给你们学习怎么应用上有真正的智慧跟主观的经验
and also to learn the wisdom of how to apply and also increasing the experience of knowledge
这是平常你没有注意到
it's never you pay attention in the past
我要你再注意下面这一段
so I want to pay attention to this passage
上帝的荣耀有没有改变
God's glory does it change
是永远的
it's eternal
不会因我荣不荣耀他有所增减
it will not increase or decrease because I glorify or not glorify him
为什么上帝要人荣耀他
then why is God want men to glorify him
请你先听一个很简单的比喻
now you listen to this very simple illustration
太阳在哪里
where is the sun
我用一片的镜子
I use the glass
来把太阳光反射到你脸上的时候
to reflect the light of the sun to your face
你就从镜子可以看见太阳的影子
so from the mirror you can see God's, this sun's image
那个荣耀的部分就透过镜面的反射淋到你身上
and that glorious through the mirror may be reflected on you
我转一转的时候
if I were to turn
太阳的光就射到那个角落去
and if the shine to the other side corner
那一边的人就得到太阳光的照耀
and those people are there being sun shone by the glory of sun
虽然这个镜子能反照的光线是很少的
so this mirror can reflect only a little bit of light
但无论多少都是太阳光的反射
but no matter how much is a reflection ofThe sun.
你明白吗
Understand now?
我们晚上领受月亮最亮的时候反射太阳光的时候
You know, at night when we receive this light coming from the moon
最多最多只有8%
The most is only 8%
那月亮光照出来的时候
So when the moon shines
这月亮的光不是月亮自己在发光
It is not the moon shine by itself
正像我的头把它剃光光的时候不会更光
Like if I were to have a bald head it would not be brighter
也不会用我的光头到这个黑暗房间他们就照亮一起
I cannot use my bald head to shine a dark room
我们每一个人如果没有电灯就剃光头这个房间就亮起来吗
If then we do not have a light source we are all bald we cannot lighten the room
我想你听我的解释以后
So after my explanation,
你们会变得很清楚很明白
Very clearly you understand.
因为我已经养成了用文字画图画的演讲技术
Because I'm just standing to use my language to draw pictures.
所以你就很容易明白真理
Then you can understand the truth.
这是我的讲座一个很重要的一个特点
And that's the purpose of my
talk. 我们讲完了以后他们你不是听哒哒哒哒哒那些字
Not like just the word.
你看见图画
It's even see a picture.
是神启示给我们信仰的图画
Because the picture of revelation.
太阳光
When the sun,
接着月亮
the moon,
反射80%
8%
请问 太阳光的本身少了百分之八吗
？Would the sun decrease by 8% of the lightness？
没有。
No，
明白了吗
？Understand now？
那太阳本身的光
，then the light of the sun itself，
剩下百分之九十二吗
？Would it be left with only 8.9%？ No，
天亮反射百分之八出来。
When the moon reflects 8% of the light，
没有减少太阳光百分之八。
It will not decrease 8% of the light of the sun，
只是说月亮没有办法把百分之九十二的光也反射出来。
We can only say that the moon cannot reflect another 92% of the light from the sun。
等月亮光从这里转到哪里？转到哪里？转到哪里的时候
？So when you move the reflection of the light of the moon to this place to that place，
领受月亮对太阳光反射的地区。就不一样了。
So places that receive the reflection of the moon from the sun
are
different.
这个不再解释了。
I won't explain anymore.
我现在呢，因为月亮光照到这里
，because the sun, the light of the moon come to this place，
这里就亮一点。
That is being brighter.
照到那里
，to that place，
那里亮一点。
That is being brighter.
现在我想
，So I think，
我把月亮的光反照过来，从太阳光照到月亮，再从这里反射到太阳光那里。我要使太阳更亮，能不能
？If I would reflect the moon's light from the sun and then back to the sun, would the sun become brighter？
你说这个很有趣味哈。
So this is interesting。
我把这镜子转到这里亮一点。
So I turn the mirror to this place and brighter。
我把镜子转回太阳，太阳也亮一点。
But I turn back to the sun, it will be brighter with the sun。
有没有这事啊
？Would that happen？
有没有啊
？Would that happen？
不可能的。
No。
所以太阳光不会因为有一些受造的小物。反照到他身上，他变成更亮一点。
The light of the sun will not be because of reflection become a bit brighter.
所以神不需要你我的荣耀来加添他原有的完美的荣耀。
So God actually doesn't need our glorification to become His perfect glorification to be increased.
We need not, we may not increase the already perfect.Of God's glory.
我们是不可能把神那已经完美的这个荣耀再增加一点。
那么神要我们把荣耀归给他什么意思
？So God want me, want us to give glory to Him. What's the meaning?
就是你被造的目的可以达到正用的地步。
That is, you being created, your purpose that you can have the right function.
Right function as being created by Him and for Him.
你是神所造，也是为他所造的，因此要把你的功能能够正用。
我们是神所造。
You say we are created by God。
我们是神为他自己的荣耀造。
And God created for His own glory。
所以神造我们，要我们归向他。
So God created us to return to Him。
当我们把荣耀归给上帝的时候
，So when you give glory back to God，
没有增加上帝什么
，It doesn't increase a little bit of Him，
乃是使你的正用的程度增加了。
But your right functioning now increase。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
这样对上帝的忠心
，So your faithfulness to God
没有改变上帝
，It will not change God，
是改变你自己从不忠变成忠。你的错误变成对，你的罪变成义，你的正用的程度增加而已。
It changes you from unfaithfulness to faithfulness, from also the right function of your function.
所以当上帝说
，When God says,
你们要荣耀我的
，You must glorify me.
他不是需要我们替他链上贴金，不需要。
It's not because he needs us to paste the gold on his face.
他要你做一个真正有正用。
But he wanted to be humankind to have a right functioning.
因为这样你的生命才有价值。
Because of that, then your life has value.
第二样。
The second.
当上帝要人荣耀他的时候。
When God wants people to glorify him.
既然没有增加他的荣耀。
Since he doesn't increase his glory.
那么他为什么这么吩咐呢
？Then why is that he commanded us to do so?
第二个原因。
The second reason.
圣经有两三次这么讲。
So three times the Bible mentioned that.
我绝对。不把我的荣耀归给假神
Absolutely my glory will not be given to the false God
所以假神不配得这荣耀
So the false God is not qualified to have this glory
当一个人不把荣耀归给上帝的时候
When a person doesn't give glory to God
他可能就把荣耀归给假神
It will be possible that glorify the idol
他是用神反照出来的光去荣耀假神
He used the reflected light from God to glorify the idols.
这就无形中做了神的仇敌。
Which means he becomes the enemy of God in such manner.
神不愿意把他的荣耀与假神分享。
God doesn't want to share his glory with the idols.
我们要明白这个道理。
So we understand this.
神是真神。
God is the true God.
是造的神。
God is the one who creates.
假神是假神。
The false gods are false gods.
是被造的神。
They are being created.
被造的与原先创造的等级是不一样的。
The creator and the creator are different.
我们不可以把假神跟真神相提并列，等量齐观。
We cannot equalize the creator for God, false God and God himself.
我举一个很简单的例子。
For instance,
你把一个镀金的假戒指
this is a gold plated by the fake ring.
代替你结婚的时候那个真正的戒指。
You want to replace the true ring you have in the wedding.
你对你的太太说。
And tell your wife.
一样的，都是一个戒指。
Why is the same as the ring?
或者你看都是金色的嘛。
So all in gold in color.
一样不一样啊？
Is it the same?
一样不一样
啊？ Is it the same?
不一样。
No.
因为你是不是用假的代替真的？
Because the gold plated one to replace with the true one.
那真的跑到哪里去了？
Then where goes the true ring?
你说我把真的卖掉了。
You have sold it.
就吃了很多好东西
and I eat a lot of good things.
剩下一点点买一个假的
Now I have a little bit of money left I buy a fake ring
免得太太看见我不戴戒指大骂我
Lest my wife doesn't see that I put on a ring to scold me
你的太太说
But your wife says
我一日结婚的时候
When I married to you
是把我的名字刻在那个金戒指有不褪色的真金做的戒指挂在你的手上在神在圣徒在神的仆人面前分离里面与你利用挂上去
that my name is engraved in that true gold ring and before God and man I put my ring on your finger
我不愿意这个真的爱在你身上的记号你丢到别地方
I don't want this true sign of my love being a wisdom
就是这个样子
that is the meaning
就是这样简单解释
so simple
所以你要把你的心归我
So your heart must return to me.
上帝说你把你的心归我。
God, come back to me.
我哦，你要把你的心归我。
My son, give me your heart.
你的眼目也要喜爱我的道路。
And also your eyes should love my path.
因为你是按照我的形象样式而造的。
Because you are created after my image and likeness.
你是为了能荣耀我而被造的。
It is for the sake of glorifying me that you've been created.
我造你使你有个功用。
I created with a function.
你可以荣耀创造你的主。
That you can glorify your God, your creator.
你怎么可以把这尊贵的荣耀归给假神呢？
How can you give this glory to the fake God?
所以当一个人说我不要拜上帝，我要拜某一种人做神的时候，
If a person would say that I would rather worship the true God, I want to worship a certain person as God.
这不是你自由选择的问题。
This is not the choice of freedom.
这是你已经出卖了神造你的目的的问题。
But then you have betrayed the true purpose of God's creation.
所以许多人把选择宗教的自由当作是他绝对的权利。
So many people deem the freedom of religions as the absolute freedom.
而忽略了不把真的荣耀归回真神，就是得罪神的罪恶的这个可怕的一种信仰。
They have forgotten the sense of sin that if you don't give the true glory to God, that's a sin.
求主帮助。
God help us.
因为一切是出于他。
All things are from Him.
依靠他。
Through Him.
也归向他。
And to Him.
所以只有一个结局。所有的荣耀都归给他。
So there's only one class, all glory be unto Him.
直到永永远远。
Forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
今天这一段的时间已经过了。
So that the time has passed.
我不再重复那一段了。
I'm not going to repeat that passage.
你们要注意我们的聚会。
Pay attention to our meeting.
每一段的解释。
And exposition on every passage.
很可能永远不再讲了。
Forever maybe we don't talk anymore.
除非我们在提的时候会把其中一些的原则再把它纪念把它提起来
Maybe you meet the exposition We may mention some points
所以每场的聚会
So every session
都是个一去不返的聚会
It will go and never return
每一节每一段的讲解
And every passage and exposition
都是不能再完全同样重复的讲解
It will not be like that similarly repeated
让我们爱惜神给我们自己的
Let us treasure this grace of God
我们再念一次好不好
One more time we read
一切都是本于他依靠他归给他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远，阿门。那今天我们已经解决了几个重要的课题。
Now we have solved a few important topics.
接下去第二大段。
And the second passage
是什么事？是怎样的环境？荣耀是归给上帝。
So in what thing, in what circumstances we give glory to God?
请你注意听下面的两大原则。
Pay attention to the following two principles.
第一个原则
，the first，
诸天述说上帝的荣耀。
The heaven describes the glory of God.
穹苍传扬他的作为。
And the heaven also declares his work.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
诸天述说上帝的荣耀。
All heaven tells about the glory of God.
穹苍传扬他的作为。
And the universe declares his work.
中文圣经在九十年前翻译传扬他的手段。
And 90 years ago, this French Bible translated as we manifest his work.
这句话的手段在中文呢有一点不是太恰当。
And this means or work may not be too appropriate in Chinese.
我们是这个人用的手段。
We see this will do a thing with the means.
隐藏着他有阴险的成分在。
It has some very hidden agenda.
所以神不是如此。
So God is not such.
所以我把它改成作为。
So I say it's the work of God.
诸天述说上帝的荣耀。
The whole heaven describes his glory.
穹苍传扬他的作为。
And the whole universe also tells us it's a work.
每一天过去。
So every day passed.
没有声音。
No,
但是他们的亮带传遍天下。
But then he is a worker, permeate the whole world.
没有声音，这个不能听到。
There's no voice I've been hearing.
但是呢，他的声音一直传到全世界。
But then his voice echoes through the whole world.
这个叫做 silent witnesses of God's creation.
神的缄默的那一种的见证。
神对人讲话。
God speak to man.
在没有用圣经记在他的启示以前。
But even before the word being revealed in the Bible.
他已经透过大自然宇宙奇妙的创造无声的对人说话。
Through the nature, silently, he had declared to man his work.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以当你看大自然的时候。
So when you look at the nature.
所有的星星好像对你说。你知道我们怎么会这样的吗？
As if the whole sky is telling you, you know why is that we are so?
你看我们哪里来的吗？
You say where do we come from?
我告诉你，神造我们。
神造我们。God created us.
神造我。
God created us.
奥古斯丁在他的书里面说。
Augustine in his book he said.
你问鸟说。
You ask the bird.
你怎么会这么飞呢？
How will you fly?
你怎么会这样鸣叫呢？
How can you make noises?
你问太阳说。How can you sing so well?
你怎么能够唱得这么好？
反正你推太阳说。
And you tell the sun.
你怎么忠心每天早上起来
？How come so faithfully every morning you rise?
比最好的 Patek Philipp Omega Rolex chronometer 还更准。
And also more accurate than Patek Philippe or Rolex or Omega.
我们每天起来时间乱七八糟，有时候六点，有时候九点。
Every day when we wake up, sometimes 6 o'clock, sometimes 9 o'clock.
太阳如果像你像我这样闹脾气，今天八点起来，明天九点，我们全部死光光了。
The sun will be like you wake up at the as he lies, and then we are.
How can you rise up so faithfully?
你怎么可以这样忠实的每天早上就起来呢？
你在问海说。
Ask the sea,
你怎么漂亮？
How can you be so beautiful?
这么浩瀚无边？
And so limitless.
但你却好像有人告诉你，你的海浪到哪里要结束？
And I see some people tell where to stop your wave.
你在问大地？
You ask the earth.
你怎么看四季的时辰产生五谷供应人的一切的需要？
How come you have the four seasons that produces things that grain to feed people?
你看天空？
You see the heaven.
你怎么叫蔚蓝的颜色这么美丽？
How can such a beautiful blue?
如果上帝造天是红色的，草是黄色的，海是 chocolate 颜色，我住在这样的地方三天一定神经病。
If God were the creator of the heaven as also red, the glasses and yellow and also chocolate with the ocean, I would die in 3 days.
How come you're all so beautiful, so harmonious?
为什么这么美丽，这么的和谐呢？
奥古斯丁说
，Augustine said，
他们全部要合起来唱一首合唱。
All them will have a symphony and sing。
注意听他说唱，一、二、三，唱。We are created like this by Him。
And listen to what He said that we are， 我们是因为神而造的。
Let all the glory be to Him forever。
但一切荣耀归给他这个荣颜。
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
你睡觉的时候，
so、when you sleep,
你眼睛闭住。
You know your eyes closes.
他说我累了，我不看了。
He said I'm tired, I won't see anymore.
只有闭着说。
But then no says.
我多么累都不睡觉。
No matter how tired, I won't fall asleep.
如果你睡觉闭着也睡觉。
If you were to sleep and the nose was to sleep,
你就永永远远睡着。
Then you will sleep forever.
对不对啊？眼睛连开都不要开。
Because even the eyes won't open.
耳朵开着，但是不要听。
And the ear open without listening.
只有闭着说你们去睡吧，我不能睡。
For in the nose say go and sleep, I won't sleep.
我
闭着，
我是永远不休息、不请假、不罢工、没有休假的一个机器。
I am a machine that will not take go and strike. I will not take a rest.
奇妙吗？
So wonderful.
真奇妙。
Wonderful.
你问他为什么这样？
You ask him why.
他们会对你说。
They can say.
Because we are created this way.
神是这样造我们呢？
You never understand.
我们不能够了解。
Why we are different?
为什么我是这样的？
Why we are like this?
我是这样的。
But we know.
我们晓得。
That his work.
那是他的作为。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以诸天述说上帝的荣耀。
To only declare his glory.
被造的一切都在传扬他的作为。
All the creation declares his work.
神借着大自然告诉我们。他的永存
and through the heaven he tells his eternal existence
他创造的智慧
and his wisdom of creation
大能的能力
and his all power
他永不改变的旨意
and the wisdom never changes
从他智慧给我们安排怎样用这些来照顾我们
because his wisdom he provides for us and take care of us
所以怎样荣耀上帝
how do we glorify God
原来万有本来就荣耀上帝
Actually, everything originally glorified him.
在万有中间的
In all things,
只有一样不荣耀上帝，就是人。
Only one thing who doesn't glorify God is man.
人羞辱上帝。
Man put God to shame.
人抵挡上帝。
Man go against God.
人反对上帝。
Man oppose God.
你看，太阳
比是神，
比地球大300万倍。
It's about 3 million fold bigger than the Earth.
所以如果太阳像这个盘子这么大
，If the sun will be like this plate，
那么你知道地球多少大
？You know how big is the planet of the Earth？
像大头针的尾巴那样大
，Like the needle。
那么如果地球只像大头针的尾巴那么大
，If this the Earth is like the end of a needle，
那么马来西亚多少大
？What about Malaysia？
如果马来西亚是大。
In Malaysia, so small.
那吉隆坡多少大
？What about Kuala Lumpur? So small.
那么 Crown Prince 在哪里
？What are Crown Princes? So small.
那么你呢
？What about you?
不知道在哪里 ？So small. 但是人这么小
，But man is minute.
人是被造中间唯一拿起双手，上帝，我反对你。
Among all creation, God, man is the one who takes the fist and say, God, I'm against you.
你讲了以后呢
？I'll say that.
所以我吓死了，投降。
So you say, I'm frightened, God.
我告诉你，世界上没有你算不了什么。
Without you, the world still exists.
没有吉隆坡也不要。
Without Kuala Lumpur, it's okay.
没有马来西亚也不要。
Without Malaysia, it's okay.
甚至没有这个地球也不要。
Even without this planet, it's okay.
整个太阳都没有也不要。
Even without the sun, it's okay.
神还是神。
God is still God.
被造的他。
We are created so minute.
但是上帝造万有。
But after God's creation,
荣耀神
glorify him.
只有创造了一种能反对上帝、羞辱上帝的人。
He has created a man who can oppose him.
所以上帝对人说
，So God tell man,
你要荣耀我。
You must glorify me.
否则
，If not,
你连物质的世界都不如。
Even you are not comparable even to the materialistic world.
你明白这句话的意思
？Understand now.
你应当是高过万有。
You actually are above all things.
你是超越自然的。
You transcend nature.
你是被造之物之后而造的。
You are created after all creation.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
根据圣经
，according to the Bible，
没有一种动物的历史是比人更短的。
Not a single kind of animal the history is shorter than man.
科学家说呢。
蟑
螂在世界上
，Even the cockroaches on the earth，
可能在人没有出现以前几亿年都有了。
Even before man's creation, a few million years ago, they had scientists tell us.
我不管多长的时间
，I don't care how long it that is.
先后问题，他是讲对的。
But according to what comes first, the science is right.
The procedure,
the
order, it is right.
That's right.
因为圣经本来说人是最后造的。
Because the Bible says that man is created the last.
对不对？亚当夏娃是最后才被造。
Adam and Eve was created the last，
什么都比我们更先。
So all things are preceded us。
人最后的
，Amen。
人是最后，所以是最不重要的。
Created the last and the least significant，
是吗
？Is that so？
不是
，No。
因为人是最后的，所以人才是最重要的。
Because man is created the last， that's why it's the most significant。
你为什么这样讲呢？
Why did he say so?
因为先预备一切来欢迎人的到来。
Because God created all things to prepare for the coming of man.
最后来的是最重要的。
So the one who comes last is most important.
我不是说做礼拜最后迟到来最重要，不是。
I'm not saying that on Sunday service you come to last is the most important.
我是说神创造的次序。
I said the order creation of God.
最后的受造是最高的。
The last creation is preeminent.
正像你生孩子的时候
，like when you give birth，
孩子没有生出来
，before the son is born，
你就开始买床
，you buy a bed，
买褥子
，and a mattress，
买床铺
，but also
买小小的枕头
，and also small pillow，
还有小抱枕
and also small pillow.
还有这个 small pillow and small 印尼文叫 Dutch wife.
Dutch wife.
你还有买这个蚊帐。
Also the mosquito net.
什么都预备好了。
Everything is prepared.
当你肚子大了，孩子要生前。
So before the son is born.
你开始买孩子的衣服。
So you buy the clothing.
全部预备好。
All things are prepared.
当孩子一生下来的时候。
So when the child is born.
马上可以放在这个床上。
Then it can be put in the bed.
可以有枕头。
With a pillow.
可以有这个尿布。
And also with a.
可以有衣服。
Napkins.
什么都有了。
Everything is prepared.
对不对啊？
See.
为什么
？Why?
因为他最后来的。
Because it comes the last,
什么都预备好了
，everything are prepared，
就是喂他
，and the baby comes。
有没有妈妈说不必
？Would the mother say no need？
不必床
，no need the bed，
不必床铺
，not the bed，
不必褥子
，not the mattress，
不必衣服
，not the clothes，
不必尿布
，not the napping。
因为脸生出来多长都还没有量，怎么会买呢
？Because you measure how long that baby will be。
等生出来以后
，after being born，
量了以后
，measure
才去定做
，then we make to order。
他身材苗条
，make to order。
照他身体需要尺寸，
哎，
定床、定褥、定枕头、定衣服。
Everything is made to order。
那种妈妈一定是神经有问题。
And that kind of mother something wrong upstairs。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
上帝造万有
，God created all things。
那就造人
，And then created man。
那就圣经说，万有属是上帝的荣耀。
All things glorify God。
第二。
The second,
人要荣耀神。
Man must glorify God.
为什么上帝不需要对动物这样吩咐呢
？Why is that God doesn't command animals to do so?
因为他们是电脑化的被造物。
Because they are created like a computerized.
Computerized creatures.
Computerized creatures.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为连动物什么时候要结婚，它自己会叫。我要结婚。
Even when the animals get married, they will cry for that.
什么时候吃东西，它会去找。
What time to eat, they will go and find.
整个生命的密码。
And the secret code of life
就在里面已经定下了。
It's being fixed.
它每一步都是电脑化的。
It's being coded.
人不是的。
Not with man.
让你把比任何东西更有的自由放在只有人里面。
God has put the highest freedom in man alone.
结果罪发生了以后。
So that when sin comes,
自由误用了。
And wrong use of freedom.
误用的结果呢？
And the result is,
连神都反抗。
See, he would oppose God.
神才吩咐你要荣耀我。
And that's why God commanded you must glorify him.
那么是不是所有的人都应当荣耀上帝？
Is it all men should glorify God?
是。
Yes.
是不是所有人都知道荣耀上帝？
Is it all men know how to glorify him?
不。
No.
是不是知道应当荣耀上帝的人都是在荣耀上帝？
Is it all men who know how to glorify him? Will glorify him?
没有。
No.
所以连许多基督徒都没有荣耀上帝。
Even many Christians do not glorify God.
保罗说：“你们的身子是用重价买赎回来。
We redeem with a great price。
所以你们用你们的身体荣耀上帝。
So you want to use the body to glorify Him。
不要犯奸淫。
Don't commit adultery。
也不要污秽你的身体。
Don't pollute your body。
不要污秽你的心。
Don't pollute your heart。
因为你是上帝的殿。
Because you are the temple of God。
你要荣耀上帝。
You must glorify Him。
这些话都是伟大的教
导。All this is a great teaching。
平常我们背这些圣经的时候
，In the past, remember this verse。
没有看到整体的荣耀观。
We do not see the total concept of glory。
没有看到神怎样要人荣耀他。我们只有怪为什么上帝我要荣耀他不好意思那么好意思这么讲这些为了你
Because of you,
是人的正用
to have right function,
正位
and a right position,
真正的彰显
and true manifestation,
达到神要我们做人真正的目的
and to the true purpose, for the true purpose God created us.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
诸天自动述说上帝
Because the heaven and earth declares glory.
电脑化的受造物很简单的荣耀上帝
The computerized things only in a very simple way glorify him.
用自由抵挡上帝的人
Man who used freedom to go against God.
他要负责任
He must take responsibility.
悔改
Return.
认罪跪在上帝面前学习上帝的话语明白上帝的心意你才知道怎样荣耀上
帝
所以神吩咐我们你们要荣耀我你们荣耀我你们要过圣洁的生活因为我呼召你们出来的上帝是圣洁的上帝
Because I, the God who call you, is holy God.
所以你们在一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
So in all things that you do, you must be holy.
你们都要荣耀我。
You must glorify me.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
荣耀论讲到这里的时候。
So the doctrine of glorification.
我们的句子是这样：我们成为基督徒，明白神的心意，知道这些教训的人， 我们应当怎样悔改，怎样荣耀神。
So they were responded as one Christian who understands all this doctrine. How then we repent and glorify Him?
保罗说：“一切荣耀归给他。”
Paul said, "May all glory be unto Him."
直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
所以我们今天的问的几个问题。
So the few questions we ask.
我们因什么荣耀神？
And because of what we glorify Him,
你说我因神的创造我荣耀神。
You say because of creation I glorify Him.
你注意看你的肉身。
So you pay attention to your body.
你把理性的观察功能抽出来。
When you take out the observation function of the rationality,
把你整个被造的生理当作是一个被研究的对象。
As with the body as an object of study.
那你自己观察自己。
When you look at yourself,
我的眼睛是这样被造。
My eyes create such.
我的耳朵是这样做工。
My ear works such.
我的嘴巴是这样功用。
My mouth has such function.
我的喉管。
My throat.
我的声带是这样做工。
And my voice cord.
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
那你说主啊，感谢。
He said, God, I want to thank you.
荣耀归给你。
May glory be done.
你把我造成这样一部绝对与所有机器不同的机器。
You created me as like a machine with totally different from others.
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
你这你的鼻子多少功用？
You know how many functions you have in your nose?
你的鼻子是一直呼吸，从来不罢工，最忠心的器官。
You know, it's the most faithful organ that continues to work without taking a break.
你的鼻子是世界上最好的冷气冷热调节器。
It is the best air conditioner.
所以当外面的空气很热的时候。
So when it's very warm outside.
你吸进去。
You take a breath.
热的空气到你肺部不会使你的肺部干掉。
The hot air coming to your lung will dry up your
lungs. 热坏。为什么呢？
因
为这个热的空气经过你的鼻子。到你的肺部的时候，就是你体温的温度。
Because this hot air, when it through the nose come to your lung, it become the body temperature.
你从来不知道这个事。
You never know that.
今天听了，快快感谢上帝。
Today after you heard it, immediately give thanks unto God.
这是世界最小的 air condition.
This is the best air condition in the whole world.
当人类第一次发明冷气的时候，一个房间那么大。
When man first invented air condition like as big as a room.
被认为最伟大的发明。
And also considered the best, the most important invention.
如果你的鼻子也那么大，
if your nose is big, that
谁要跟你结婚？
Who wants to get married to you?
你想，你要感谢上帝。
So you just think of that and you say, you
have
to give thanks to God.
他不但继续呼吸，没有呼吸，没有罢工。
Not only they continue to breathe without taking a break and taking a strike.
他把气温调节了。
And also he tried to raise the temperature and body temperature.
第三样。
The third.
他把空气中间的湿度跟干度也调节了。
And also the humidity of the air has been also harmonized.
在戈壁沙漠。
In a Gobi.
Gobi.
Gobi is this desert.
你在撒哈拉的沙漠。
In Sahara desert.
那边空气干到一个地步。
The air is so dark in that place.
你呼吸进去的气。
So the air you breathe in.
会使你的肺的液都收束起来。
Even it can dry up, shrink your lungs.
干到水分完全没有了。
So all the water have been drawn.
你就死了。
And you'll die.
但是你的鼻子把呼吸的干的空气呼吸进去。
But as your nose breathes the dry air in,
它湿度就增加了。
The humidity increases.
不但温度改变。
Not only temperature change.
湿度增加了。
Humidity change.
当你在冬天的时候。
So in the winter,
零下五十度的气。
And minus 50,
吸到你的肺里面的时候，
and that air has been breathed in,
你的肺马上可以冻结变成像冰箱那样。
And your lung will be chilled like a refrigerator.
但从来不发生这个事。
But it will not happen to you.
你的鼻子就把它调节得刚刚好。
Because your nose will naturally harmonize to the right temperature.
不但这样，
not only so,
你的鼻子又可以告诉你，
and nose also can tell you,
坐在你旁边的人今天有没有洗澡。
And the one who sits beside you, have you taken a bath?
这些功能是没有一个人为的机器可以做出来的。
All this function, not a human machine can do such function.
所以，主啊，我要怎么样荣耀你呢
？So you ask God, how can I glorify you?
你要像大卫在诗篇一百三十九篇里面讲。
You'll be like David in the Psalm 139 says.
我受造奇妙可畏。
I'm created so wonderful.
I'm awfully and wonderfully created.
我是。这样子我现在被造的
上帝把我造成很奇妙的一个东西
I'm so wonderfully created
是很可怕的一个东西
I'm so awesomely created
我不明白不要紧
It's okay I don't understand
我越明白自己是怎么样被造我越明白越害怕越明白越害怕
Because the more I understand how it's been created the more I feel awesome
有一次我在牛这个美国的华盛顿讲到
There was one preaching in Washington
有一个美国科学 基金会的处长来听到。
And also a director of the American this fine foundation came and listened to me.
这个人呢后来变成我们的好朋友。
And later on he turned to be my good friend.
也成为我们归正学院的一个董事。
Become also a board member of a standing.
我再去布道的时候。
When I went back again for evangelism.
我住在他家。
I stayed in his home.
他说唐牧师啊，为了你这一次来布道。
He said, "Ran Tom, because for your sake of coming to preach this time."
我亲自用我的笔写了164封的信。
I have seen my pen to write 164 letters.
请华盛顿最有学问的人来听你讲话。
And to invite the most learned people in Washington to come to listen to you.
我们讲了第三天的时候。
The third day after the preaching.
有一个人走到前头来悔改。
A person came forward to receive Christ.
那边的听众不是亚洲普通的听众。
You know, those are the audience are not ordinary audience are like Asian.
有大概三分之一到百分之四十是 PhD.
About 30 to 40% of people have doctorate degree.
而且呢，有很多是最高的 post， 最高的职位里面做工作。
And holding a very high post.
是高等知识分子。
So they're the high intellectuals.
有一个呢，在悔改中间是 National Health Center 的一个人，差不多得到诺贝尔奖。
Among one who repented, who came forward, one who almost got a Nobel Prize.
他是做什么的？
What is he doing?
他专研究大脑细胞的工作的。
He studied the function of cell in the brain.
The American Health National Health Center 一个很重要的一个主管。
American National Health Center was his director.
那一天我提讲到的时候。
That day when I was preaching.
我提到一句话。
I mentioned the statement.
你脑里面几十亿的细胞。
Millions and millions of cells in the brain.
每一个细胞的功用都比美国 telecommunication center 最复杂的机器。所做工作还更重。
And the function of every single cell is more complicated than the telecom's creation.
他就专研究这个的。
He studied it.
他接受。
He accepted.
他承认。
He acknowledged.
是真正的。
That's true.
我们里面脑的工作。
You know the function of brain.
大到不得了。
So great.
你看电脑用了那么多的 chips。那么多的零件，用了多少的心思才把电脑做出来？
因为 computer is composed of many chips and also after put on so much thought and creation.
所以现在你问一个人，你用的电脑多少 megabits?
So you ask how many megabits do you have?
多少的这个 data bank?
And also data bank.
有多少的 memory 的功能？
And how much memory do you have?
我告诉你，你的脑能收的记忆，能储藏的材料，是多到差不多不可想象。
I tell you, it's so imaginable with the kind of memory you can have with the brain.
那么你的脑多大？
How big is the brain?
不超过1500 cc.
Less than 1500 cc.
不超过一公斤半。
Less than 1.5 kilo.
谁造的？
Who created?
你说猴子产生的。
Is it come from the ape?
你说我的科学家做出来。
You say president myself.
劳动创造世界。
And also you say work created the world.
这些所谓共产主义的口头禅。已经骗人太久了。
This slogan coming from a communist has deceived so many people for a long time.
神造的。
But God creates.
神所创造。
God created.
隐藏什么东西？
It is hidden in the glory of God.
大概22年前。
About 22 years ago.
耶鲁大学有一个教授。
Yale University there was a professor.
他说不要把人看得太低。
He said don't low estimate man.
从前的布道家说。
In the past,
人的身体里面有16种元素是最重要的。
Man has 16 important elements.
16种里面有6种是最多的成分。
Our six has the most quantity.
就 carbon, hydrogen, oxygen,
nitrogen,
sulfur, and phosphorus.
And phosphorus.
这六种是最重要的。
These six elements are most important.
还有其他的部分。
And other elements.
那么这16种的功能加起来。
And this element.
问得多少钱？
How much was?
不到$2.75.
$2.75 US dollars.
这人的身体没有多大价值。
So men do not have much value.
价值是无穷无尽的灵魂。
And the value is without soul.
我小的时候听布道家讲到这个意思讲。
So I was young, I heard this kind of preaching.
但耶鲁大学这个教授说什么？
But this Yale professor said.
不是的。
No.
我们里面的 DNA.
We have the DNA.
我们的 RNA.
RNA.
那这个名词你现在听着很习惯。
Now you are used to this kind of terms.
但是二十多年前很少人听这些名词。
But 22 years ago, people started listening to this kind of terminology.
现在甚至要查出 Clinton 跟 Lewinsky 有没有发生关系。可以从刘云石衣服上找到有没有他的精子或者他身体 DNA 的分量上面查出那一天他们有发生关系。
Now to check whether Clinton had relationship to Lewinsky, they can find out from the DNA from the sperm.
他也可以查出了你真到底是不是你爸爸。
Also can check whether you truly belong to your father.
这些医学都是二三十年前那些很生疏还不懂的东西。
All this medical science in the past is so
unknown. 你可以看，其实我们的进步多大。
你现在
每次人的进步多大，就表示人厉害多少。
But the advancement does it mean a man is very capable?
但是每一次我看见科学进步，我都发现神的奇妙，不是人的。
But every time when I see a scientific advancement, I see the wonder of God, man.
因为人不过发现。
Because man only but to discover.
你没有发现以前，本来是不是那样啊
？But before you discover it, it will be so.
是不是这样
？Isn't it?
本来就是那样。
It was so.
你不过发现。
You only discover.
所以你厉害。
So you think you're good.
好像你，我发现厨房很多饭吃。
It's got a lot of food in the kitchen.
大家要谢谢我。
So you must thank me.
妈妈说神经病，是我煮的。
Mother said no, I cook.
我要谢谢你。
How come I thank you?
你不过进厨房发现那些饭可以吃。
You only go to the kitchen and discover the food to eat.
所以科学的发现 discovery only discover, that's all.
And study only discover.
什么叫做 discovery?
什么叫做发现
discover?
把盖掀起来。
What is in?
什么在里面
？What is there？
什么在里面？
神造的在那边。
What God created inside？
每次人有发现
，So every time when discover，
人都骄傲不得了。
Men are so proud。
每次一新发现
，New discovery，
我就看神荣耀的。
I see God is so glorious。
这就是基督徒与非基督徒不同的地方。
That's different from Christians and non-Christians。
你看你自己怎样被造
？You look at yourself how you have been created。
无限的惊奇。
You find that it's an infinite wonder。
那怎么办呢？
What are you going
to do? 就把无限荣耀归给神。
So infinitely you want to glorify God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们因神创造之恩而把荣耀归给神。
Because of God's grace of creation, we want to give glory to Him.
第二样。
The second.
因神保护之恩而把荣耀归给神。
Because of God's grace of providence.
为什么太阳离开地球是一万万五千万公里呢
？Why is it the distance of the sun to the moon is so fixed?
150 million.
150 million kilometers.
如果是1500万公里
，What is only about 50 million?
我们早就变成 barbecue 了。
Become barbecue.
如果是15亿公里
，If it's more than that,
我们早就变成冰棒了。
Then we become this
iceberg.
Ice cube.
啊，我们变成 ice cube 了。那么这个是谁安排呢
？Who make that so?
他用托住万有的权力。
He uses all my things to sustain all things.
使万有在他的保护之下可以这样生。
So all things in his keeping will be so.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以基督徒看到神的保护。
So Christians see the providence of God.
我们知道这是神的作为。
We see this is the work of God.
我们把荣耀归给他。
So we give glory to him.
我们因他的创造荣耀他。
Because of the creation we glorify him.
因他的保护荣耀他。
Because of the providence we glorify him.
我们因他的恩典的智慧的引导，我们有要。
Because the wisdom and guidance and grace will glorify.
有一天你会做基督徒。
One day you become a Christian.
这有一天你能够做基督徒。
One day that you can become a Christian.
Can become a Christian.
That you can become a Christian.
Simply because long ago God had already given the way to prepare your hearts to make possibility for you.
因为很久以前神已经预备了道路，使你能够成为基督徒。
So those long line of guidance.
那么那长久的引导
，based on His wisdom.
是按照神的智慧
，His sovereignty
是神的主权
，and His ability
也是神的力
，and His grace
也是神恩典。
感谢上帝
，Praise God，
他的智慧
，His wisdom，
他的恩典
，His grace，
他的能力
，His power，
把我们引导到今天这样。
Guide us until we come to today's stage。
上帝引导绝对没有错误
，God's guidance will never be wrong。
虽然有时把我引导在这个仇敌的旁边
，You know sometimes He come lead to the enemy，
引导到危机的中间
，to the danger，
引导到死荫的幽谷里面
，to the valley of death，
一定带着我们。
But surely He will lead me through。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
所以我们因他的创造
，because of His creation，
荣耀他。
Glorify
him. 因他的保护
，because of providence，
荣耀他
；we glorify him，
因为他的引导
；because of guidance，
荣耀他
；we glorify him，
有救赎，荣耀他
；and because of salvation， we glorify him。
这个讲下去，每一个题目都讲几个钟头
，so even every single topic will last a few hours。
这样子，勇士中间预备救赎恩典的计划
；how that eternity God has prepared the plan of salvation。
什么叫历史中间预备救恩时期的来临
？that in history this salvation comes。
什么差遣耶稣的事情呢？预备主宗门。在世界上怎样传承下来
？How they prepare the ancestors to prepare the way for Jesus Christ to come？
让基督道成肉身的奥秘彰显
So this mystery of incarnation of Christ Jesus has been manifested.
基督为我们死，为我们复活。
He died for us, resurrected for us.
为我们受罪的刑罚，受神的愤怒。
And also take out our sin, being punished by God.
为我们担当罪恶的咒诅，律法的咒诅。
And take out the curse of the God alone.
担当上帝的愤怒。
And also the wrath of God.
公义的制裁。
And also the judgment of righteousness.
使我们释放出来。
And we have been liberated.
我们因着救恩荣耀神。
Because of that grace, we give glory to God.
我们因为神在我们生活上的改造，我们荣耀神。
Because of the change in our life, we give glory to God.
我们得救以后
，after we are saved,
使我们听到
，we heard the gospel.
用他所讲的话语
，and the word that he
光照我们
，illuminate us,
改变我们
，change us,
使我们重生以后
，so after our regeneration,
我们新的生活代替旧的生活
，with a new life to substitute the old life.
我们用新的行为代替旧的行为
，use a new conduct to replace the old.
然后就照圣经的吩咐。
According to the Bible's commandment,
你们要行善,
you must do good,
使外邦人看见你们好行为,
so the Gentile will see your good conduct,
就把荣耀归给在天上的父,
and give glory to our God who is in heaven.
所以这是用行为荣耀上帝,
so then we use our conduct to glorify God.
用我们新生活荣耀上帝,
we use our new life to glorify God.
因为神改变我们,
because God changed us.
我们有善行,
we have a good conduct,
才能荣耀上帝,
and then we can glorify God.
我们感谢上帝,
we praise God.
所以这一步一步,
so all this step by step,
就是神把我们这些用自由抵挡他的人,
is God that for us who use the freedom to oppose him,
拦阻他旨意羞辱他的人,
the one who hinder put God to shame,
挡住他的荣耀, 压制他给我们的真理的人,
the one who broke the glory of God, suppress the wisdom of God,
救赎过来,
but after we redeem,
改变过来,
change,
我们化解下来,
then we have been with us.
我们失控的心被扭曲,
then our heart being captured,
肉心吃下来,
and then give us the heart of life.
我们得救,
reborn,
saved. 主啊,
you say, God,
你创造我,
you created me,
你照顾我,
you provide for me,
你引导我,
you guide me,
你拯救我,
you save me,
你感动我,
you touch me,
你重生我,
you regenerate me,
你改变我,
you change me,
你给我力量,
you give me a strength,
使我的生活做见证,
then my life become a witness.
这一切的一切的罪恶,
all this,
我都荣耀你,
I want to glorify you.
我是你的,
I belong to you.
我从你而来,
I come from you.
我因你而存在,
because of you I exist.
我要归向你,
I want to go back to you.
万有,
all things,
包括我,
including me,
是从你而来,
comes from you.
是本于你,
and also from you.
是依靠,
through you.
是归,
to you.
愿一切荣耀归给他,
all glory be to him.
直到永永远远,
for eternal.
Amen.
Amen.
大家说, 因为万有是本本他,
依靠他,
归你他, 愿荣耀归给你，直到永永远远。我想，我如果再详细讲下去，
if I was more
intimate, 有更多的知识，
there may more and more knowledge,
你明白应当怎样用。可是我的时间到了， 我已经把这伟大的这一节用一个月的时间讲完了。
This very important verse I spent 1 month explaining.
接下去，
and now,
就是你余下的光阴，
it is your time of your life,
你一生一世，
for your whole life,
怎样把这一节化成你自己主观的经历？
How you transform this world become a subjective experience?
你自己对神负责任的生活，
that you be responsible to God in your life,
在你的行为，
in your conduct,
言语，
in your words,
工作，
in your work,
侍奉，
in your ministry,
见证中间，
in your testimony,
愿上帝得荣耀。
May God be glorified.
我们站起来吧。